how it's starting to show.
You don't. Mansion Club, coast of the dub, crew in the cut, and they're waiting on me. Locks like leaves, bouncing in the breeze, tucking on my sleeve like, can we leave? Midnight skin, blueberry hill, lie by you, by the blue bayou, speak no fear, now we're here. She said you're holding up traffic, green means gold. Green means gold.
No sé quién guía mis pasos. Si son los dioses o si son los demonios. Pero no quiero saber.
Cuerpo. People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.org, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.org. We have a motto at Inform Your Community: civility, not hostility.
SPAC Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. SPAC Brothers offers the finest pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Bros is committed to offering quality food with an emphasis on locally grown sustainable agriculture. SPAC Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That is S-P-A-K brothers.com. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. You can visit Rita's at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Bank.
Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we look at the deep roots of Trumpism in the American capitalist order.
We speak with returning guest Margaret Kimberly of Black Agenda Report on how we can counter this with independent political action. We then speak with Kashama Sawant, who came from her success as a Seattle City Council member in winning the highest minimum wage in the United States.
She emphasizes her strategy in political action independent of both the Democratic and Republican parties and how that can be the key to success.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild.
We as ordinary people are experiencing a profound change in the nature of who holds power in America today. Our constitutional democracy, however limited by race and class, is being replaced by an oligarchy, that is to say, the rule by the super-rich few over the many. The separation of powers between the Congress, the executive, and the Supreme Court has all but been eliminated. We are getting what the oligarchs wish for, a unitary executive where Trump is attempting to rule by executive decrees. He and Musk want to cripple, shrink, and eliminate various governmental agencies that we have won to protect us. This includes the Department of Education, the Environmental Protection Agency, the National Institute of Health, the National Labor Relations Board, and the Social Security Administration. They are perpetuating a hoax that all they want to do is eliminate fraud and waste and corruption. Don't believe them. Trump has now been in power for 7 weeks. It took Hitler 1 month, 3 weeks, and 2 days to consolidate his dictatorship. After a mentally unhinged person set fire to the German parliament, Hitler got a law passed revoking the German people's civil liberties so they could no longer speak out or organize. Trade unions were banned. Oppositional parties were banned. Then shortly thereafter, he got the infamous Enabling Act passed, which gave him the power to legislate by decree. Opposition by the Democratic Party to the transformation here has been feeble. They welcomed Trump into the White House and pledged cooperation. Despite Trump's falling popularity, more people oppose him than support him, the Democrats have not mobilized people, nor have they come up with a broad program for better wages, jobs, housing, health care, the end of deportations, and opposition to the ongoing Palestine genocide. Here to speak with us today is Margaret Kimberly, the editor of the Black Agenda Report and the author of the book Prejudicial. Margaret Kimberly, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Margaret, the November elections demonstrated that millions of Americans want change. They voted for Trump, who had a record of being a racist, a misogynist, a crook, a con man, and a crude and cruel vulgarian. How do you understand the vote?
There's a couple of reasons. There are people who voted, obviously, for Trump. He won the popular vote this time when he defeated Hillary Clinton. It was in the Electoral College. He actually lost the popular vote. But he, yes, it's true, he won the popular vote. He gained votes from, every time he runs, he gains votes. And, you know, in 2020, he got almost 10 million more votes than he'd gotten in 2016. It was sort of an aberration with many more people voting. But I think it's important to talk about why Kamala Harris lost 6 million votes. She got 6 million fewer votes than Biden got in 2020. Why did so many people who voted for Biden not want to vote for her? I don't think we should focus solely on Trump. He's had this reservoir of support. People continue to be surprised. Millions of people in the country will vote for him despite all the things you have said about him being a con man, having declared bankruptcy 6 times, but marketing himself as a great success, being openly racist, misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic, on and on and on. A man who's, you know, impulsive, who punishes people because they'll say Gulf of Mexico and not Gulf of America. Well, 2 things. Yes, we should acknowledge that all of those things are, in fact, attractive to many people. There are people who want to be con artists themselves, who want to be able to get away with whatever they want to get away with themselves. They find that appealing. Obviously, there are people who are also racist. I know they people often say, those who are Trump admirers will say, well, he speaks his mind. He says what's on his mind. I think he says what's on their minds. So he is a reflection of a huge sector of the U.S. population. But I think it's important to talk about why so many people who voted Democratic in the past did not do so this time. And I don't think we should overthink it. The Democrats failed to do what they said they would do and what people wanted them to do. So if you'll recall, when Biden first came into office, they knew what people wanted. So they said he was the most progressive president since FDR. They said he was going to cut child poverty in half. Now, these things were not true. He did not, for example, raise the minimum wage, something that would be needed to cut child poverty in half. Even before the midterm elections, they made a big deal out of this legislation, Build Back Better. That would have included a minimum wage increase. That would have included many things that would have helped people who were struggling in the country. And they couldn't get it through because of some Democrats. He had a slim majority. I mean, it was always blamed on Senators Manchin and Sinema, but there's always a Manchin and a Sinema. But I think we have to acknowledge that there is an oligarchy that runs the country. Now it's discussed in terms of Elon Musk and other Trump supporters, but there's an oligarchy, a branch of the duopoly that supports the Democrats. And they've made it clear they do not want to extend any programs, government programs that help people. They don't want that. And they made it clear that they didn't want that. So what would the Democrats do? I mean, there would these silly, they would claim the parliamentarian would, I never heard so much about a parliamentarian in my life. Senate has a parliamentarian. They've always had that role. But suddenly this parliamentarian wouldn't let them do the things they said they wanted to do.